The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
All right, so I'm still on my first cup of coffee. Did I get you in here?
I'm here. This is going to be a jam-packed segment. Go.
How much time we got? What time is it?
We're going to be on TV in 20-ish minutes.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
So you sent me a story about Meghan Trainor, and I'll...
It was clickbait, but Meghan Trainor...
Oh, it's clickbait, all right.
Yeah.
She basically talked about how painful intimacy is with, is it her husband?
With her husband. And they're on their second, this is, they already have a child. Yep. They're married, but they have a second child. She was on a podcast and she was talking about that sex, that intercourse is painful.
Yep.
And that she has thought her whole life. This is the part to me, the psychology was interesting.
That's how
it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know some women suffer from like endometriosis, different things, things like that. And certainly we know through Dr. Brian Christine that men sometimes have things wrong with them that can make it painful for women. It should not be a painful situation. But she brought it up.
This was not
a medical, hey, women, if you're experiencing this, I understand. This is a relationship podcast where it's kind of like, first of all, if you're a husband, you're like, thanks.
That's exactly what I thought.
Because I can promise you there's not going to be a podcast where a woman goes, yeah, our intimacy's good and I love him, but it's really not that good because I can never feel anything.
Well, no, it was the other way around.
It was the other way around. So you're never going to hear that podcast because there's nothing good that can come from it. Yeah, let me tell you, ladies, if you can't feel it, how we can help make your intimacy better.
No, her statement was specifically, my husband's a big boy.
Yeah, which I'm sure
he's like. And if you've seen her husband... He looks a little bit, which is a little bit like Austin Reeves from the Lakers.
He's a
very kind of not unassuming, just a kind of a nice, neutral,
skinny white Duke gray.
Yeah, but not Tommy Lee like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, so he's
Does Austin have a, does Reeves have a tattoo? He should have a tattoo.
No,
he's been unbelievable. I love watching.
Yeah, a tattoo. So I don't know, and they said his uniform's too tight.
No, I'm just wondering myself now. Okay. And hopefully they have discussion. Maybe I would think that if you're going to talk about this,
I hope so.
Then she would say today on the podcast that I want to mention this. And he probably would say whatever. I don't care.
Well, yeah, because there was a medical.
Because most
condition.
Guys would not mind their wives talking about that they're big boys.
No, and the point that she was making, although again, it by the time between the headline, Meghan Trainor describes painful sex because of her husband's side, like that was the headline, and then I watched the interview. And the beginning of the interview was sort of the same thing. You know, my husband's a big boy. But then she started getting into, and again, we both have daughters. She's like, I always thought that that's how it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
It really is sad. No, it is sad.
And she said it was,
And again, sometimes it's medical stuff that a woman is going through.
Well, in this case.
That creates the painful experience.
She got diagnosed with vaginismus.
Yeah.
Which is involuntary contractions.
Men need to know about that because we don't want to hurt you and we want it to be comfortable. And you know, maybe if she doesn't want to be with you, maybe that's where you say, is there something I can do differently?
See, that's so great.
What is the problem?
And if you're a guy, don't let your insecurities, you know, this is actually as NBA tie-in because of all the hits to the...
To the growing area.
Yeah, to the growing area.
So my question is...
Yeah, what is it?
Is this something, I mean, does she have to bring this up? I mean, we're sharing everything.
It was a lot of sharing. It was more sharing. I don't know, Meghan Trainor.
I mean, there's no going back now. I mean, it's
period. No. Had she not talked about the medical condition,
that would have been great.
Well, she did. That's what I'm saying. Is that saved it sort of for me? It saved it.
And the question is, did he know prior to this podcast that she was experiencing pain in this part?
Yeah,
of
no,
life?
He did. He
okay,
did.
Good.
He did. And she.
And I'm hoping that she said, "Do you mind me talking about this?" Because I think that's something that you talk about.
Absolutely.
I mean, listen, we can flip the tables.
Painful for him because
maybe
or not enough
friction, whatever
dryness.
Sure. I mean, there's, and I don't know too many women that would want. Now I'm trying to think, how could I accentuate? How could I? Because what she said about him actually is a good thing for him.
But she said it. So listen. Then the conversation went back and forth between her and the co-host. And this is a thing, we talked to Brian Christine. Remember when we did our global penis size segment back when we were Saturday nights? the whole thing about women and their perception, and men wanting to be large, and women basically saying, look, at some point, it ain't comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you, it's great that you think you're so great because of that. I'm telling you, it's not comfortable.
And I'm glad you're saying this stuff.
Well, it's clinical.
No, well, it's true, and it's something we need to talk about.
Absolutely, and she just talked about it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break. I do want to get in this. Do we get time to get in this chat GPT stuff? Because I did a show with Kiefer Curry. By the way, we have a Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. If you search Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Curry with a K, I have over 1,000 podcast shows. We have Need to Know. We have Students of the Game. We have Mission Mind with Michael Coleman. We have Live Wire Wednesday with the Austin Hank Show. We have the Damon Johnson Show from Brother Kane and Leonard Skinner. We have Win in Rome with Stuart Rome, which I did yesterday. I'm going to be doing a show with Mark Ingram from UAB. He's the UAB athletic director. Today we're going to be talking about, oh, this would be good. Let's skip that, Jack. What do you think? The Library of Congress recently released their 2023 songs that made it into the Library of Congress music songs. So these are songs that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically important to our lives. And so Stairway to Heaven made it in. The Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, I made of these, which I was like, but then I heard the story about it. It's pretty good. Deja Vu from Crosby, Stills, Nash. Margaritaville made it in, which I definitely think is should be pretty. It's like better than being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It
these
is.
Are songs that are
these are culturally.
Cool and the Gang is in there.
Yep.
Journey's in there. Queen has got a song that's in there. There's some people that do Like a Virgin from Madonna is
yeah,
in there. These
yeah.
are culturally, aesthetically, or historically important pieces of musical history that are locked in this vault forever. It's kind of cool. And so I came up with a list of 10 songs that I'll do a show on later on today of the 10 most important classic rock songs. These aren't my favorite classic rock songs.
Right.
These are just, and More Than a Feeling is one of those. That song, to me, is almost number one as far as in culturally, historically,
why?
Important songs.
Well, I mean, just
first of all, it's still incredibly relevant. I hear it every single week. It's
right.
been out for 50 years. I hear More Than a Feeling. I heard it in Publix 2 nights ago.
They got a great.
It was so far ahead of its time.
Why? Like, what is it about it? Because it doesn't sound. I love it. It's one of my favorite songs.
When that song came out in the 70s,
what is it?
It was something we had never heard before. It was like Rush's.
Because it was long?
No.
Because
it was
the
not
guitar?
Long. It was a different sound. Schultz have created these different sounds. It was just a
okay.
different. It was
okay.
a different And it stood the test of time. That song still
yeah.
sounds like you can release a song like that now.
Well, these are iconic songs. Everybody knows the words to. Yes.
And so I came up with my list of top tens, and I'll do a podcast on it later today. I promise, because I've been wanting to do it the last couple of days. So I'm going to ask Mark today from UAB. He loves to talk classic rock. We've been doing our Mount Rushmore guitar players, bass players, frontmen. We're going to do the 4 songs. We probably have to do this for next week because you need time to think. But the 4 songs in your life that affected your life the most.
Affected my life?
The influential or important song in your life. Was it your wedding song? Was it a song you heard on the way to a funeral?
Yeah.
Was it a song the first time you kissed a girl? Was it a song that every time you hear it, it makes you cry?
Yeah.
What are these 4 songs?
It.
So we'll do that next week.
God. There's a song by Stephen Bishop, and I'm blanking on the name of it. What's one of his saddest songs?
On and On?
Yeah, I think that's it. And I have this vision. I'll share this. I have this vision.
Stephen Bishop or Elvin Bishop?
No, Stephen Bishop.
Yeah.
Of my parents had just got divorced. My dad had moved out. My mom plays the piano. Mm-hmm. I was at the top of the stairs. I can see this. I was at the top of the stairs. I heard the piano playing. And I came around the rail up at the top. And my mom was playing, I believe it's On and On, and crying, and playing and crying and playing and crying and playing and crying. And from that day, I was probably like 9.
Yeah.
Whenever I hear that song, just instant tears, like instant tears. And I love the song.
Yeah.
I love it. But that for me, there's a lot of other ones, but that is one that absolutely.
It's interesting too, because sometimes you'll listen to a song that has something to do with what's happening at the time. Sometimes it's a song that was on at the time of that event. Sometimes it's both.
Yeah.
Like the song actually fits the mood.
Yep.
I was driving home to see my dad for the last time.
Yeah, these are.
And Gordon Lightfoot's If You Could Read My Mind was
yeah. on. Oh, jeez. crying already. I'm laughing because I'm crying.
Dude.
Yeah.
Which is a song I love. I've always loved. And I listened to it like 30 times in a row. It was on the radio. I kept rewinding it just to listen to it over and over until I actually could memorize the words to it. And every time I hear that song right now, but now it's a beautiful thing.
It does, right?
At the time, I'm super sad. When I hear it, it brings a smile to my face. Now I have to be in the right mood to hear it.
That's another interesting thing. God, so much stuff that Kurt and Clay can do. You have that, the idea of having to be in the right mindset. Sometimes when songs are so particularly emotionally painful, we gravitate to them if the time is right. And what's really interesting to me is I will have songs that I know are going to make me sort of nostalgic and tear up, and they'll start to come on. Like, it's not because I'm afraid that I'm going to, you know, whatever. I don't want to go there right now.
I went through a period where I could not listen to slow music.
Yes.
For like 4 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
I just couldn't do it. And one of the reasons I have Tony Curry Radio, TKR, the TKR app, every song on my radio station is
there's no slow music.
And some people don't like that because it's not corn and stuff. It's classic rock. It's great. But I want people to feel happy when they listen to it.
Yeah.
And I tell people, if you want to go cut the grass, or you're not feeling very well, turn the TKR app and you'll feel be in a good mood. I don't play Dream On. I don't play Stairway to Heaven. We used to have a thing where you play too fast, one slow, too fast, one slow. It was like prom. And when you go to proms, you play a bunch of dance music, then you stop after 8 or 9 songs, you play 2 slow songs, and then the people that don't have dates are like, please speed it up. The ones that do the slow songs, please play another slow song.
Right. You get 2, and then you get 3, yeah.
But when you can finally, and women are good at this, and I mean this in the most complimentary way, women know they're going to watch a movie that's going to make them cry, and they do it anyway. They're like, tonight I'm going to sit alone, and I'm going to watch this movie.
Have a good cry.
And I've seen it 4 times, I'm going to have a good cry. And that's quite frankly a wonderful place to be in. If you know what's going to happen and you know how you're going to deal with it, guys don't do that.
No, we don't. So me and our friend.
Let me ask you this. Do you have, and we got to go. Do you have anything that you know is going to tear you up inside, but you make yourself do it?
Oh yeah, I used to do that all the time. So I still do this sometimes. If I feel like I'm kind of disengaged from my emotions, like I'm just sort of doing that guy thing where it's separated from.
Yeah.
I will listen to sad love songs in order to feel and cry. And again, when I say cry, like it's not bawling crying, but it's almost like it's weird.
How does that make you feel after you do?
Reconnected. Like reconnected to my own emotions. Like it's kind of like, yeah, okay. I'm still able to feel because sometimes I get so in my head, I get so disconnected, and I'm just going. And again, I think particularly for guys, that's something we tend to do because I also think we're a little fearful of feeling sad or feeling nostalgic. And so, I absolutely will listen to the song always by myself. The other thing is in my family, cause I'm a big sappy, whatever, when we're with the family, if we're watching any sort of rom-com, Jules will be watching it. We're watching it. She'll look over and I'm crying. She's like, are you really? Yeah, I'm crying. Any sad song in the car, when we take road trips, every song makes me cry. She's like, why? I'm like, oh, it reminds me of the kids. It reminds me of my mom, right? Mm-hmm. So we've already said at the wedding, they're going to have to wheel me in you'll have to carry me in because I'm going to be...
There's a commercial that I saw. It was about 2 minutes long. I forget when I saw it the first time, like 6, 7 years ago. And it's an insurance commercial.
She's going off to college?
No, it's the one with the little Asian girl. It's called Daddy, You Lied. The Daddy, You Lied commercial.
You look at
us. I got to be in the right place to watch it. But it's a father and a daughter. And it shows him working obviously different jobs and taking care of her, and they're in the park and they're laughing and having fun, and she writes him a letter and says, Daddy, I love you, you're my Superman, blah 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 blah, but you lied. And it stops. You lied about your happiness, you lied about having a job, You lied about...
So that he could support
you. You lied about how good you feel. You lied about all these different things. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
Oh, dude, if you could...
Tony,
your father should watch that commercial because it'll make you just want
to... Oh, well, I tell every Subaru... Well, for me, every Subaru commercial. When they pack up the car...
Dude, when you start crying at commercials...
When they pack up the car and she's driving off, you just wait. You just wait, man. Your ass is going to be crying.
No, I'll say, I'm driving you to college because that's what real men do. You're not driving. I'm driving. I'm picking you up and I'm going you. I'm
and I know your daughter. You know what she's going to say? What?
Whatever, Dad. I got this.
No, that's exactly what she's going to say.
Okay. All right. We'll be on Fox 6 this morning talking about whether guys should pick up the check. I mean, we're obviously going to go a little deeper than that. But
not much.
No, yeah, it's pretty true. I'm going to stick to my guns.
I'm checking in with the producer right now.
You may, a man can't go wrong by picking up the check.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Just curious.
All right. Thanks for watching this morning. Appreciate you. And you can podcast any of these episodes throughout the week and the weekend. I'll do my top 10, Tony Curry's top 10 most important songs in rock and roll history. And actually, someone asked me to do this. And make sure you get the Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. We're available on every major industry. And get that TKR app. You can hear classic rock and roll. No slow stuff, sorry. If you're wanting to feel sappy, don't listen to my app because it will kick your butt. It's awesome.
Say goodbye now, Tony.
Goodbye now. Love us tonight.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.